Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you're a first-time listener, which many of you will be on this specific radio show, my name is Peter Mingles. I own Building Fortunes Radio. I started it many years ago towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, because I wanted a voice and a platform to be able to hand microphones away to people that were doing the right things with home-based businesses and entrepreneurs in general. So we own a lot of things. Building Fortunes Radio is one of them, and I want to give you my full disclosure up front because this is a little bit like an advertisement, if you will. I have a really great friend who came from a previous life of mine when I was in direct sales. His name is Dan. He's here with us on Building Fortunes Radio for the very first time, and we've spoken a lot over the years. I've known Dan for a really long time, since the 1990s, when I left the company that we were direct sales people and managers with, one of my deepest regrets is that I might lose some friends because I was not going to be around there, and Dan is one of the people that I've really kept in touch with, so I really cherish his friendship, and I say that playfully, but you know what, you guys, but I really cherish his friendship, and we kind of grew up together in our 30s and 40s and now into our 50s and eventually hopefully into our 60s and 70s. Well, I've always enjoyed working with Dan. And when he and I were speaking about one of the things that we expanded our business to, which was business-to-business commercial loans, he said, you know, you really want to take a look at what we're doing here with the product that we're going to reference on this radio show, because I think it's something we might be able to work together with. So I was always looking for, he was always looking for maybe an excuse so we can go back into quote-unquote business together again with. And it is my distinct privilege and pleasure to be working with a great friend of ours. Now, just to kind of add a little bit more to our disclosure, I own Building Fortunes Radio, just so you know. I own PM Marketing, just so you know. I'm co-owner with Coletta with a business called CapitalFunding.News. And on CapitalFunding.News, .news is the domain name, so CapitalFunding.News, we sell business-to-business loans. So we're calling businesses all the time, working with them on how to borrow money, if they will, and be able to stay up in business. Then we do website development and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. But on the CapitalFunding.News, we really focus on talking to businesses. During the coronavirus challenge, there's been a lot of things that have been upended. And if you're a restaurant or a dentist or anywhere where you might have customers coming in, or you're a factory or a business, you're having challenges with what's going on with the coronavirus. And Dan's company has a product, I'm going to let him talk to you about it, that can really help in that situation. So this is something you'll be able to use in your business, in your home, for your families, and it meets my definition of being a great product, and I just want to let everybody know this is a non-paid advertisement, because Dan and I do a lot of things, but I just want Dan here to be able to talk about this product line, introduce himself to our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, and just for those people to know, you know, if we kind of have a little bit of fun on this radio show, because we're friends. So Dan, thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome, and I apologize if Rocky joins in on the conversation. Rocky's my dog.
That's right. And Rocky the dog. This is the second generation Rocky, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, yes. So anyway, we have a product that my company was always mainly marketing to residential, and then when Corona started, we had to pivot and do something differently. So we took the same product that we're selling residentially, developed it into a larger size and made it where it would work in larger areas, and also submitted it to the FDA. But it's a product that actually kills COVID and actually all the RNA viruses. It destroys any RNA virus, but also works on bacteria. And we initially started using it after our company purchased it from NASA. So NASA developed it to kill the bacteria that would kill their plants in the space station. And they were using it for that purpose. We started using it initially to kill mold in people's basements. And then after we started really more research and found out that we could use it for killing MRSA, sold it to sports centers, any major baseball stadium uses our product in their locker rooms, and it stops the spread of MRSA, which is really important. And then, of course, with the coronavirus starting, we found that it has a huge application for commercial use.
So go ahead, keep going. But, describe more about this product specifically. So this is a product that's been around for a long time. Your company's been around for a long time. You've run your offices, many of them, obviously, for a long time as well. So this isn't just something that's out there. It's just something that's really super, super duper solid. And like you said, you pivoted towards, instead of selling it into residences, selling it into businesses, which is super duper important, especially now for businesses that want to try to stay in business. So tell us more.
Well, people don't feel safe going to businesses. And our goal is to make it safe for people to enter and stay in businesses like restaurants or even banks, or we've sold them to government buildings. But what it is, it's a product that takes the moisture in the air. It's called ActivPure. Takes the moisture in the air, converts it to little oxidizers that go out by the billions, and the larger units do 20,000 square feet. And what it does, it actually kills viruses in the air and on surfaces and makes it totally safe. So with this machine intact in most businesses, the advantage of it is, besides the protection for the employees and less downtime, is that the customers are starting to come back in. So we're having better success with people able to attend, going to restaurants and feeling safe, which is our main goal. But in fact, they are safe. This product actually kills the coronavirus in 30 minutes. It'll take an area and it'll completely clean it in 30 minutes.
So what is it? Like, what is the product itself?
The machine itself has, the larger one has four cells, draws the air in from one side, puts it out the other side at a really rapid rate, but it takes the air and runs it through these cells. And it's a honeycomb cell with a high-frequency UV bulb on the inside that, when the two are combined, actually changes the makeup of the moisture in the air to where it becomes a peroxide. And by the billions, there's little hydrogen peroxide cells that are forced into the air. And how we talk to restaurant owners, because you can't see it, is we use those little bubbles like you use for a wedding, the little bubbles the kids have, and we put that in front of the machine, show the bubbles coming out, and explain that literally there's, in the smaller machines, there'd be 80, for instance, footballs of bubbles going out every minute. And on the larger machine, it's substantially higher, and it would be 300 footballs of ActivPure going into the air every minute. And then that circulates through the room, and just like if you had a humidifier running, it'll affect the entire room or the entire building.
So this unit, how big is it? Is it,
the larger unit,
dolly?
No, the larger units weigh only, they're made to be portable, and the larger units are almost the size of a paper shredder, so about that size. And the smaller units, you can get down to where it's a tabletop size that's only 12 inches by 12 inches by 14 inches. So you can get to a smaller unit, tabletop, or you can go into even a smaller unit yet that'll actually secure itself to an outlet in a wall.
And so like a small unit? So a small unit is like the size of a big toaster?
Smaller than that.
Smaller than that. So like a regular size toaster. Two-slice toaster.
Like a one-slicer. And then...
Oh, wow. Okay.
For a small toaster.
Finish your thoughts and tell us how big of a room
that
would cover.
500 square feet. It'll make it safe in 500 square feet. Probably more, but at least 500 square feet. And then we have a portable one that you can plug in, and we're giving those away typically when people have larger orders that they can leave in their vehicles. So there's one for vehicles, too. Or you can take it with you when you travel. And that also has 500 square feet.
So 500 square feet is approximately what, a big-size bedroom or a living room?
Yeah, about the size of a bedroom.
Okay.
Maybe a smaller living room.
Right, so that's the... What's the name of that one, the one that's about that size.
It's called an AP500.
AP500. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay, so the AP500, about the size of a one-slice toaster, does a room. What about the bigger ones?
There's actually two other larger ones. One also treats the air. So people that have allergies, before this all started, we were finding that, you know, daycare centers where a lot of the aerosols are how the germs are spread. So we've got one machine that has a polypropylene filter with a titanium dioxide coating, so there's nothing can live on the filter itself. But it's a 1 micron filter, which is a very small particle. It's actually it's substantially smaller than the human hair. So it's a very small particle that would be the size of pollen or dust mite feces or most things that would aggravate your sinuses or any germs that would be airborne. So that machine is called a Beyond, and that machine will do a large area as well. It'll do 2,000 square feet per hour in air changes. So if you have it in 2,000 square feet, one time an hour, the air will circulate through that filter. But it gives off also, at the same time, active fear. So it does two things.
So where would that be used? In like a general living area?
The larger machine, that particular machine, we sell and we've been having good success with in gymnastic centers, places where there's lots of younger people.
Oh, wow.
Daycare centers. Really like those, and not for just the children, but the teachers, you know, so they stay safe. So it does both. It sanitizes the surfaces, the air, but also purifies the air. It does both, all that at the same time. And they're really quiet. All the machines are really quiet. Some come with a 5-year guarantee. Some come with a 3-year guarantee, depending on the machine. And the maintenance is negligible. It's maybe $100 a year for the filter on most machines. So it's not very expensive. Breaks down to basically about maybe 20 cents a square foot to protect the area.
Got it. So that was the Beyond machine.
Yeah.
And you said that was kind of like the next step up from the 500.
Right.
And then what's after that? There's a bigger one?
Well, there's another one for commercial applications that we developed that drops in a ceiling tile. So you remove a ceiling tile. You drop it in a ceiling tile, and it does 2,000 square feet. It's really about the size of a big lunchroom in a factory or a large meeting area or meeting space or the front of a larger office building. And you just drop it in the ceiling. It has to be hardwired, but it runs constantly and constantly is cleaning and scrubbing and making it safe for 2,000 square feet. But really it's more because the HVAC system will pick it up, spread it throughout the building. So it's actually a little larger area, but it's very effective in 2,000 square feet.
So if I were like a regular storefront, like in most places, you know, like a UPS store or maybe something along that line, maybe a dry cleaner, what would I need for that? Would I get one of those Beyonds or one of the commercial units or one of both?
It used to be. So, like I said, we had to pivot. It used to be we would sell those to really keep the downtime to a minimum where people wouldn't spread viruses and germs. But the problem used to be that they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to have the public seeing something like that running, and they didn't want the employees to have to walk around anything. But now it's the opposite. They want something that the public can see. So those are actually more in use now in lunchrooms and locker rooms. We've got them in bathrooms. People are putting them in the public bathrooms, like Home Depot put them in public bathrooms. So those are places where they don't want them stolen. They're afraid they're not going to see it to maintain it, so they put those in the ceiling. But in the front where people are coming in and the public are coming in, they really prefer the blaster where they can see it. So they want something that the public can see, and we're usually putting a shield on the front door that says this space is protected by active fear. And in some cases, like restaurants, we're giving them a banner that says, that we have made up, that says, you know, safe, you know, this is safe, made safe by active fear. So just some, now where before they wanted to hide it or put it someplace where it couldn't be seen, now they want them right in front of them on a table. So it's completely changed.
Right. So for obvious reasons, you you know, like you said, they wouldn't want to be stolen. So places like Home Depot, they put them up in the ceiling, so they're harder to steal.
Right.
But for the visual part, where people want to feel safe, that's when they're putting them in places where people can see them. Now, you mentioned the Beyond, and then you said something about the Blaster. What was the difference between the Beyond and the Blaster?
The Blaster is strictly active pure, and it's the one, if you look at our website, that the FDA just certified as that it kills COVID. That machine, anything that's got active pure kills COVID, but the Blaster is strictly nothing but active pure going through four cells, and it is constantly running and making it safe for up to 20,000 square feet. So for larger places that are warehouses or I don't want to mention names of businesses that we sold or but around us here, we're in Chicago, and a lot of places that we're selling to are larger factories. They've got many workers. There's meatpacking plants, things like that that we're selling them to, where they can run them constantly, and they don't mind that they're in that they can see them, and that does 20,000 square feet. It's not loud. I've got one running in my office. Our office is only 3,000 square feet. I've got one running. There's no way to have too much of it. So it's not a concern that there's too much active here in the air in our office. But we have it's totally safe in our office. We're not concerned about it and concerned about catching anything. And by having this machine running in my office, the surfaces are clean, the air is clean, and there's just virtually no germs. So we don't pass the cold around, but also if someone comes in, which they do, there's retail traffic, we're not concerned about that either. So it's a great product. It really is.
And that's
then,
really
then
yeah,
the
go ahead,
Pure and
keep
Clean
going.
Is a small version. So just to run down the list, we've got a Blaster which does 20,000 square feet, can actually be hooked up to ductwork if you wanted to hide it and put it into an HVAC system. The larger machine, the Pure Cloud, is the one in the ceiling that you can basically hide anywhere. Anywhere it's got a drop ceiling, you can put them in, and you don't see it at all. The Beyond, which is portable still, which, again, has many uses commercially, but especially around children where you're concerned about the aerosols. And then we also sell those a lot to doctors' offices, dentist offices, where they're really concerned in a dentist office. In an operatory, this would purify the air every 2 minutes, would have an air exchange with this machine running in an operatory. And then Pure and Clean is a little tabletop version that's great for waiting rooms, any business at all. I mean, just any business. And the AP500 is perfect for a place where someone works at a space where they don't provide them with any protection, but they want to have protection. So they don't. It's not provided by the school. If there's a area that they work, that maybe they're in a small office and there's maybe, you know, another worker in that same office and they're concerned, they could plug this in the wall, it gets screwed into the outlet, and it can be put in and taken out, but, you know, maintenance people aren't going to remove it, it's not going to be gone, and it won't get stolen, and yet it'll run constantly, so they feel safe in their office or a cubicle even. And then there's the portable one that we give away when we sell the larger orders that goes in the car or a truck or a semi, or that you can sell them too, of course. And that it plugs in, it looks exactly like when you and I worked together and we were having those radar detectors stolen out of our cars.
Right.
Like, it looks, oh, I just hated that. So, yeah, we had, I remember one meeting and we came out and all of our radar detectors, they were all gone, you know, those little escort radar detectors. But it looks about that size. So it's really small. And I took one with me all the time when I was traveling. Lately I haven't been traveling very much, but when I'd stay in a hotel room, I would go to the hotel, put this in the hotel room. It fits in my briefcase, no problem. You leave it running in the hotel room, go down, have something to eat, come back, your hotel room smells fresh, it kills any odors in the hotel room, but it also makes it safe. It doesn't kill bed bugs.
Right. So now, in reference to this, let's kind of run through a couple of scenarios, because, again, we're selling to businesses. So if I were, say, for instance, a small Mexican restaurant or a pizza shop, I would probably want one that I would have on display for my customers. I'd want the signage, let's call it, because I'd want to visibly show people that it's safe to be here, which I think is really important. And then would I just need one inside, like a regular pizza shop, or would I also want to have maybe one in the back room as well, or what would I need for, like, a restaurant?
We just sold a lot of – we sold a pizza chain that I'm not going to mention the name, but they bought a lot of them, and they bought the blasters, and they're running them in the front, and it's actually way more than they need because it does 20,000 square feet. And they're putting them in their pizza shop, which is much smaller. It's got a small restaurant eating area, but just the one. That's all they need for that place, for that space.
So one of those for the whole entire thing. And then
without
this
doubt.
Way, the cost associated with that would be dispersed by, number one, they have more customers coming in. Then, number two, their employees feel better about coming in and they're not going to get sick while they're in there. I'm sure it's a, you know, obviously it's a business expense, so I don't have to worry about that. Are there, what other reasons why, you know, what are the, some of the cost factors that would help offset the cost of buying it? What would that be?
One thing they can, you can get help with funding, I'm sure. But the main thing is that their revenue, of course, will come up. But when we market these, we market them by the square foot. I know it sounds a silly way to measure this, but we can make their location safe for only 22 cents a square foot, or for 21 cents a square foot, or 19 cents a square foot, or you measure it out, and it's amazing how reasonable it is. And it's, then their next concern is always, what about maintenance? Well, the machine is guaranteed. You know, let's say drop it out of, you know, drop it, you know, they back over with a truck or something, it's guaranteed. And so there's no expense other than maintenance, and the maintenance on these machines is very negligible. It's nothing almost. It's $10 a month.
And
there's no maintenance.
And what do they have to do? Do they have to call somebody in to maintain it, or is it a filter that somebody just changes?
Yeah, no, most of these places have a handyman or someone that can turn a screwdriver. They can do it themselves.
Wow.
So changing out the cell that's inside.
Right, so if they can do a regular stuff, they can easily change the filter. So there's not a whole bunch of other stuff. So
no.
In reference to, let's talk a little bit about the FDA approval process. Now, I know that they worked real, you know, they've had this product for a really long time, and it was able to kill a lot of things, and you can speak about it more intelligently than I can. But a lot of people go out and they throw around some claims. How could you validate some of the claims about it being able to kill the coronavirus?
We have extensive testing at great expense in an FDA-approved laboratory, and the FDA themselves oversee it. So we can legitimately claim it and can prove it. And it's all right there on our website. You know, if you pop on the ActivePure website, it says in the news, you click on that, and it's got all the associated press releases. So it's all right there in black and white. Very, very, very easy to see it. It's all very
now, okay, good. So one more question about, let's say, more on a residential basis. So, you know, we're coming up to Thanksgiving, and a lot of people are a little bit concerned about having people over their homes. Or Christmas is coming up, and New Year's is coming up as well. What would, say, for instance, I buy if I want to, if I knew I was going to have a house somewhat full of people and I wanted to make it more safe? So I know it can't be 100% safe. I don't think anything can make it 100% safe because, you know, people are coming in and out and all, you can't always control everything. But what would I buy for, like, a house? Like, and I was concerned, you know, maybe because of parents or grandparents or somebody with
well,
a compromised
house.
Yeah.
So I would say in the average home, you would want one or two of the Pure and Cleans because they're a nice little unit that doesn't take up a lot of space. I've got one running in my living room that's sitting on a plant stand, so they're not big. It'll take care of up to 3,000 square feet, and if you have a couple of those running in your house, depending on the size of your home, you're in good shape.
And what was that one called?
The Pure and Clean.
Pure and Clean.
Right.
Okay. So for all our people that are talking about residences, just remember Pure and Clean. So
or the Beyond. One Beyond.
Or the Beyond.
You know? Yeah. Those
okay.
Two are more residential. And here's what's happening, Peter. So we're talking about business to business, and that I'm new at that. I'm new, but we're pretty good at it, apparently. So the thing about this right now is it's a need for it, just like your financing. So there's a huge need for this product. And so you don't have to be really great at sales to just basically take an order. So now I feel like we're more order takers than we are salespeople. We just have to get in front of someone that's really concerned, that really wants to survive this, you know, get through this, okay. And the thing with the financing is going to help them, you know, get through it too. But with us, if they can get more customers to come in, that's going to make a huge difference. But we just so you know, we sold them some other places that you wouldn't have thought of before. We were selling them in fire stations. We're putting them in first responders' vehicles. I mean, we just sold them to an ambulance company. So think about lots of places these will go. You can put them in RVs. And another thing is we're offering, when we sell them to a business, we're offering them to go to their employees for the same price that they paid for the first month after they purchase them. So we'll honor that same price to their employees. And two things happen. One is the employees hear about the product, and the advantage of that is, of course, then the employees feel safe. And the second thing is they get a substantial break on the price because they're getting the bulk discount price versus just a normal, you know, price that they'd get for buying one. So we're saving them a lot of money. And in some cases, the employers are doing it as a payroll deduction. So they're purchasing them and giving them to the employees to take home with them right now they're doing it as a Christmas bonus. So there's a lot of different things happening for the companies that are larger that are purchasing substantial amounts of these.
Well, for those people listening in, you're listening to my friend Dan. I run, of course, you know, Building Fortunes Radio. We're co-owners with Capital Funding Dad News. Dan is a major distributor of this specific product line, as well as other things as well. And for everybody listening in, I just want to share with you, we may not be able to answer all your questions on one little radio show. I've learned a lot just by listening to Dan. I'm always fascinated and impressed by working with him because, you know, when we talk about stuff. We don't always talk about business. We're talking about business here on the radio show, and I'm super-duper impressed and very interested in learning more. There's going to be a lot more people that have a lot of questions. My commitment to those people that are listening in is if you want to learn more, you'll be able to have access to a conversation with Dan and myself as I learn more about it as well, and we'll be able to make sure we treat you the right way, get you the right stuff. You know, as far as servicing and all that sort of stuff, you know, Dan and I have always gone way beyond the measure that we probably could to be able to take care of our customers, employees, sales reps, and everything else like that. So bottom line is you're in good and great shape. So, Dan, we got about a minute. I'll let you wrap it up, and we're going to call it a radio show. So would you want to just
I just want to mention
anything.
This is my first radio show, so hopefully I'm
all right. that is so cool. Well,
I'm better.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
But
I'm looking forward to it. Go ahead.
I want to say that Peter Mingles and I have been friends, and I could tell you lots and lots of stories about him. So if you get to know me a little better, you'll find out more about Peter.
It'll be an entertaining radio show for sure. We've been through a lot. So I'm going to say thanks for everybody for listening. Oh, tons of fun, but also helping a lot of people. I mean, you know, for those people listening in, you know, if you're around the Chicagoland area and you want to work for somebody like really great, you want to work with Dan. So anyway, on that note, we're going to be done. I can compliment this guy forever. So we're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. You'll be able to hear this again if you go look for the CapitalFunding.News segments on this. And we'll catch you next time. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the BuildingFortunesRadio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.